Hi, this is Dennis Held. Sometimes when we write a poem, we write about an experience that we've had, and it helps us to get further into our understanding of the experience by trying to put into language not just what happened, but how we felt about what happened. There are all kinds of ways to do that. You could start by saying, well, you know, it was kind of an odd day, and there I was. And we all sit on stools next to people who begin their stories that way. We usually enjoy rather listening to the stories of those who take off in the middle of the story and express in the language something of how it felt, in the passion of the way the words are chosen and the sounds they make. Here's a poem about what I would probably consider would be a mistake I made one day, which was getting onto a red plastic saucer that was tied to a very fast-moving car on a dry gravel road. I should have known better, and in a way, I'm glad I didn't. The poem is called In Praise of Abandon. In Praise of Abandon. Pelted with 40-mile-an-hour gravel, the glaciers hauled for my punishment. I skid down a dirt road in Wild Rose, Wisconsin, with 10 feet of bad rope between me and the bumper of Jerome Picorni's Pontiac, oven mitts for safety gloves, a paper bag helmet with racing stripes painted, the world a funnel fenced by pines, a telescope blur of dirt and chrome when the blistering sled began to melt against my butt. Pants gone, underwear eroded to cheesecloth when Jerome decided to slow for the final turn and I decided to go for the roll, tuck a shoulder for the blind headlong tumble towards some indefinite mix of physics and luck, whatever's at the end of a boyhood waiting there for me in the dust. And that was In Praise of Abandon by Dennis Held.